Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Ego is an Illusion, where I break down the beliefs and perceptions that have created this so-called personality construct called the ego, which is built upon a list of lies and false beliefs. It is built upon a list of illusions that are contrary to our natural divine nature, such as doubt and skepticism and fear and beliefs and the illusions of sin and unworthiness that are all complete lies taught to us by well-meaning people who also believe these lies to be truth. But this so-called construct called the ego is a very fragile thing because it is not built upon anything real. So it is easily toppled to the ground to reveal our true, divine, unlimited, immensely powerful, creative nature. So be prepared for quantum empowerment as your ego is shattered to dust. Bum, 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 bum. Enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance that you desire and you deserve. If you like this video or podcast, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Go check out my amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at Zakiron.com. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Ego is an illusion. Bum, 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 bum. There is no such thing as the construct referred to as the, quote, ego, unquote, in the psychological community. No one was born with a separate personality that we could label as ego. Instead, this supposed split personality is something that humans actually create within themselves because of being in conflict with their own natural divine qualities. Everyone was born perfect with the spiritual essence that is perfect in every way. That soul is completely, unconditionally loving and allowing and understands its great power to create whatever it desires to create. Every soul understands why they are here on earth in a human body to experience the power and the joy of their awesome creative power and to enjoy the adventure of creation from contrast of life and what the contrast of life creates in them. But as that soul grows up in a society that has forgotten its own divinity, that society trains that soul away from its divine awareness of its unlimited creative power and its immortal divine nature. That soul is taught to believe it is sinful and unworthy and powerless and helpless, etc. And it is taught to believe that it must fight to create what it wants. Basically, every soul is taught a whole list of complete fabricated lies, which are all in direct conflict with its inner knowing of its divinely perfect, unlimited, completely empowered, and creative nature. This is the creation of the construct of the, quote, ego, unquote, which is basically an illusion. It is a construct built upon lies and misbeliefs. The ego personality is built upon insecurities and fears and doubts and feelings of unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness and feelings of not being good enough, etc., etc. And the ego is built upon overcompensating for this list of insecurities, this list of lies, to feel like it has some sort of control, to feel empowered in a world where power is about who has the most control over the most people and money and resources, etc. But this definition of power, this belief about what power supposedly is an absolute lie. It's an absolute illusion. Just more bricks in the wall of the insecure construct of the so-called ego. And even though the ego seems big and strong because it can puff up its chest and bellow orders that the other insecure sheeple will follow for fear of being attacked or fear of retribution, nonetheless, the ego construct is a fragile thing indeed because it is built upon lies. And when the truth is revealed, when a soul has an epiphany in life, the ego will crumble to the ground as if it is made of dust instead of bricks. The epiphany comes to those souls who doubt the validity of the supposed truth that is taught to them by humanity and the drum that is constantly beaten by the political, corporate, educational, religious, and media institutions on planet Earth to maintain the illusions of limitation and scarcity and fear. The epiphany, the realization that all around them is an illusion, comes to those souls who especially experience something of greatness in life, whether that is heartbreak from relationship, loss of loved ones, loss of finances, loss of health, etc. Or even wonderful and amazing things that happen to them. It can be bad things, it can be really good things, but strong, strong emotions. So for those people that experience really, really traumatic experiences and who crawl their way out of the pit of despair and illusion to find that none of the dramas matter and their feelings about these experiences can change in an instant. And when it appears that they are all alone, abandoned, in a moment of surrender, they discover that God, Source, never ever abandoned them for one second, and they were never ever alone, and there never was anything wrong with them, and they can do no wrong and never did anything wrong, and there is no judging force, and God is love, not judgment. The epiphany is the proverbial return to innocence. The joy and excitement that was there as a child before the joy was beaten out of them. The epiphany is the realization of one's immortal, perfect divinity that was again beaten out of you to believe the opposite, that you were somehow sinful and faulty, here to prove your worth to God and other people, which is the absolute greatest lie ever told. And if there was such thing as judgment, and if there was such thing as hell, everyone who has propagated those lies of unworthiness and sinfulness would surely be cast into eternal hellfire. But luckily, there is no such thing as judgment, and there is no such place as hell. And the lie of unworthiness and sin and powerless and helplessness, etc., the illusions of limitations that are propagated by humanity are great illusions, great games to play to experience contrast, which causes in us, as creators, to launch great rockets of desire for truth and joy and abundance, and the creation of non-stop wondrous things in our lives. So, creators, master creators of reality, enjoy the illusions of your supposed ego, and enjoy the fantastic beliefs that you are anything less than complete divine magnificence, because those illusions won't last very long, because you will eventually guide yourself out of darkness, out of the pit, out of the mud, out of the proverbial shit, and into the light and the torch that will guide you to your epiphany is joy and fun. And when you pass through the darkness into the light, you will rediscover your true self, your source self that has always had your back and who has never left your side and who has always been guiding you to who and what you truly are, which is a magnificent creator, and who has always been guiding you to what you want, which is joy, fun, abundance, and complete well-being. Which are your natural states of being. It is time to return to your innocence. It is time to return to source. But you will never find the doorway unless you understand the ultimate key to your enlightenment, to your salvation, which is joy. That's right, folks. You're here for the fun of it. Fun and joy and more fun and more joy is the key to your enlightenment. It's the key to your abundance. It's the key to your happiness. It's the key to your wealth. It's the key to your amazing relationships. It is the absolute key to everything. You're not here to struggle and fight and work hard to prove your worth or earn or learn your way into the pearly gates. Heaven is not a place. It is a state of being. It is a state of existence. It is an emotion. It is a feeling. It is a vibration. And being in heaven is where who you truly are as Source Self exists right now, always has exists, and always will exist in perpetuity forever and ever. So, you have never lost anything. You've never been abandoned. You've never been kicked out of heaven. You've never been separate from God. You've never been separate from Source, the universe, all that is, whatever you want to call it. You just played the game that you could be separate from God. And this game has caused you to evolve and grow and expand. Because when you have the epiphany, and you remember your awesome magnificence again after after you lost your mind, so to speak, after you forgot your awesome magnificence, when you remember it again, when you have broken through the veil of illusion to rediscover your unlimited, awesome, magnificent, all-powerful, creative self, and got over your amnesia, you are like a supernova exploding across the universe. And you have just grown as large as a super universe. So, enjoy the journey, enjoy the quest, enjoy the adventure, enjoy the contrast of life, because it makes life more fun. Without challenges, there would be no growth. Without challenges, life would be boring as hell. Without the fear of losing, the game would not be exciting. Without the fear of dying, the roller coaster would not be exciting. Without the fear of heartbreak, relationships would not be exciting. They would be boring, etc., etc., etc. So do you get it yet? Have you figured it out yet? The contrast of life is fun. It's supposed to be fun. It's part of the adventure. It's part of the game. And the sooner you can make the contrast in life your friend, the sooner you will start having fun. And when you really stop fighting against the contrast, what you don't like and what you don't want, that is when your life becomes a non-stop, joyful, exciting, abundant adventure. Now, if all of that sounds like what you want in your life, If you're ready to make life a non-stop, joyful, exciting, abundant adventure where you do whatever you want, whenever you want, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's you and I meet each other, have fun together. Let me give you a free, this is a gift to you because you're awesome and you're magnificent and you watched this whole video all the way to the end. I'll give you a free consultation to help you, help get you on the yellow brick road to the Emerald City. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to freedom. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. Please comment and share it with your friends. Let me know how much you love this video and how much you love me and how much you love yourself. And bless your friends with these amazing teachings. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of whatever you want in your life. It's at Kyron.com. Go get yourself my free book, audio and video series, The Master Keys to Success and Freedom, to help you create whatever you want in your life, to create more fun, more prosperity, more money, more freedom, etc. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info. I look forward to hearing from you. Let's you and I lock arms together. Let's travel the world together. Let's play together. Let's have some fun. Let's build a legacy together of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo! Yeah, baby!